Hello, and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. In this podcast, I discuss prepping, homesteading, and everything in between. Today, I am going to be discussing how you can prepare for the upcoming election. Here in the United States, we have a presidential election coming up in November, and it is considered a big event for most. I know that people tune in from all around the world to see who our president is going to be. And if you're tuning in to this podcast and happen to not be from the United States and dealing with the election coming, the subject of prepping for an election will still apply to you. How many times have we seen countries rise and fall, chaos after elections, and civil unrest take place? Too many times, and we need to gear up for that. With big events like this, it is important to be prepared in more ways than just preparing for your preferred candidate to hopefully win. You want to be prepared for catastrophe and civil fallout. So let's dive in. So what is prepping? Prepping is a hot topic online. So keep in mind that it isn't just a physical task, but it is also a mental task. And we will be diving into scenarios that you may not normally think about, but need to consider when it comes to prepping. People blame preppers for the reason stores are empty during emergencies, but this is not the case. Prepping is the practice of preparing for emergencies, disasters, or other scenarios where access to resources and emergency personnel is limited or completely cut off. Think of a natural disaster like a hurricane. The Weather Channel reports a hurricane is rolling in. People pile to the stores to stock up on food and water. The hurricane finally hits and is worse than expected. Emergency services are down for weeks, the power is out, and communications are down. Scenarios like this are what people prep for. Other scenarios include job loss, illness, civil unrest, inclement weather, and now elections. So prepping isn't just limited to having supplies on hand, but it means learning useful and practical survival skills that can help you during survival situations like this. We will discuss practical prepping skills today as well, but it is important to understand that prepping is not just for fallout type situations. Prepping can be for everyday scenarios. One aspect of prepping is food storage. And if you want to learn more about that, I do have a food storage course that I will put in the show notes, and it will walk you through how to build and organize a food storage for you and your family. This has helped so many people because I know it is daunting to think, how am I going to feed my family? How do I store my food? You can do this, and that's why I created that course to help you walk through it. I began to dive into prepping full force after experiencing the chaos of 2020. I speak about this a lot, but who remembers the empty grocery store shelves in 2020? I remember the mom and pop shops were closed down, and you were forced to go to big box stores like Walmart, Target, and Costco for groceries. That's pretty stupid, as you were supposed to be social distancing, but then they jammed you into a store with arrows on the floor. We can all realize and accept this was an experiment done on the people, and a large transfer of wealth took place during 2020, right? Like, we can acknowledge that. Or are we just gonna look away, pretend it didn't happen? That definitely wasn't the case. There was totally a virus and we had to follow arrows on the Walmart floor. It really is upsetting to think about because, I mean, the middle class was crushed and small businesses were forced to close while places like Walmart and Amazon exploded. It makes me sick, honestly, sicker than if I had COVID. But that experience molded me into helping me wake up and get out of the matrix. If you're starting to wake up to the world, you should watch the movie The Matrix. It mirrors our reality pretty well and puts things into perspective, but walking down the Walmart aisles and seeing every shelf depleted of its food, the freezers and fridges sitting vacant, and people slamming their carts around, arguing over the direction people should be walking or getting into fights if someone's mask was below their nose, was an eye-opening moment for me. I was wondering to myself, what am I doing here? And how did I ever get so dependent on such a fragile, unreliable system? from then on, I took prepping more seriously. I had built a bit of a food storage with canned items up until then, but walking through those dystopian store aisles made me realize that my skills were not sufficient for survival, and neither were my supplies. That was my kickoff for homesteading in general, because I feel homesteading goes hand in hand with prepping, but it doesn't have to. I want to turn to a more self-sufficient way of life, but you can prep even if you don't homestead. When it comes to prepping for an election, it is a bit different than preparing for food shortages or other scenarios. So let's look at the recent Venezuela crash and see how many similarities you see to what is happening in the United States right now. In 2014, Venezuela lost its primary source of income and the leader was blamed, but the government ended up causing hyperinflation because they kept printing money. Printing money. If you don't know, the US is printing money, which is leading to the dollar devaluing. There's also a lot of countries who are moving away from the dollar as the standard. That's, you know, a bit scary. I feel like the digital currency is going to be ushered in here soon, so keep that in mind. Venezuela started to move towards an authoritarian state, which led to riots and protests. Okay, that sounds a bit familiar too. We have a huge divide here going on in the United States, you know, riots happening. Now their economy began to collapse due to hyperinflation, and this led to food shortages. Long lines started forming to get bread, which then the government tried to ration flour, which just made it worse. Whenever the government gets involved, let's be honest, it just makes things worse. The people's money became worthless and they could no longer get food or had any services. I think Venezuela is a wonderful example of how quickly these things can happen, because if you look at Venezuela, they were extremely prosperous and it was one of the best countries to be living in. And then boom, it just flipped upside down. And according to the narrative going on here in the United States, if a certain politician gets in, everything will be great and society will be happy. If the other one gets in, it will be destruction and the end of our country. Seriously, I saw a tweet earlier of someone saying to wait until the election to make any big decisions like having kids, getting married, or moving, because if a certain candidate doesn't get in, then it's the end of America and our way of life and a bunch of doom and gloom. And I think it's a good idea to just prepare for the worst, whatever that may be, or whatever you think it is. If you think it is going to be the end of the country, then prepare for that. Absolutely. That means utilities won't be reliable. Cell phone service could go down. No one is managing emergency services. So you have to bunker down. Chaos erupts, like we saw the riots in 2020 in the cities. People who have not prepared start to raid. This is called wolf prepping, by the way, and is incredibly low IQ. And for people who have low IQ, who watch survival movies and want to live that out. But honestly, countries collapse and America has been going for 200 plus years now. I mean, the cycle is doomed to repeat itself. And we just happen to be living during that time. Not to be a downer, but it is a good idea to prepare yourself and your family for this. Do I think that it would happen on election night? Maybe. Who knows? And that's the point of prepping. You never know. So it's the best to prepare ahead of time. Something to consider when you are prepping, especially for an election, I feel, is the mentality of other people. If there is some weird stuff that goes down with the election and the emergency services aren't available, or they are, but are rendered useless, like we see with crime in the cities where the police and other services don't even do anything for the crime or riots, you want to prepare yourself for the kookiest of crazy people. There are genuinely people out there who their only means of preparation is believing that they will just go and raid and hurt other people. Think of the movie The Purge. I think I may have seen parts of that movie maybe when it came out, but essentially the gist is one night a year, there is a free-for-all for crime, including murder, people go crazy. And if you look at the collapses of other countries, I mean, people are in the streets going nuts. Don't think that just because you live here in America or wherever you're at tuning in, you are safe from that. You're not. So be aware now that there will be groups of looters who will go from store to store, house to house, complex to complex, ganging up on others. So prepare for this mentally and physically. If you can, now is a good time to connect with other preppers in your area. Some people won't share at all that they prep, but I know where I'm at, there is a giant network of preppers who get together, make plans, have radio systems, and work together. Like this whole line where some people are overseeing the water, some people are overseeing the railroad, some people are overseeing the roads, and there's this huge network, which is so cool. So online prepping groups are a good place to start. There's also online, or not online, but in-person prepping events that could take place in your area. So word of mouth is another great way to navigate your community and discover other like-minded people. If another prepper senses that you are serious about prepping, they are more likely to open up. If someone knows that you're not a prepper, they're probably not going to want to share, because why would I want to share my resources and become vulnerable and possibly a target to you if you have no plan? So I would present myself in a way, I want to learn, I'm doing my best, what can I learn, instead of, oh yeah, I have no plan, we don't have anything, and we're just going with the flow, because the preppers aren't going to be receptive to that. Having a community of preppers would be so important, especially if you're in the city, but we will talk about this, because if you're having to survive against a mob, I mean, it's doable, but you need to be prepared, and it's more likely if you have other like-minded individuals you have a plan already in place with. So do you have boards to board up your windows? Do you have emergency lighting and know to act like you aren't home? Do you have self-defense? Do you have an escape route? Consider all these things for yourself and your family and think. If a mob like the rioters from the streets in downtown Portland in 2020 were marching down your road to your house, what is your plan? And so from there, execute. Are you going to escape? Have you already left? Are you going to hunker down? Are you going to board up your windows? Are you, you know, there's other things you can do. Like what, how is your setup? How are you going to secure yourself and your family? I believe in scenarios like this. If you live in the city though, like you absolutely need an escape plan immediately if things start to fall. Just get out of the city. But you need to have a plan of where you're going to go, how you're going to survive, what bug out bag and emergency supplies you're going to take with you. You could hunker down, but you will be up against mobs of people. A community of other preppers, especially while living in the city, is going to be incredibly valuable here. So you can communicate on radios, see what's going on. Maybe you guys have a meetup area. If you want to hunker down, consider a food storage of freeze-dried foods. You will need large quantities of food to subsist you in your home so you can out-eat yourself, you know, out-survive the others who are just in the streets meandering around. And so you don't have to leave or attract attention. Freeze-dried food takes up the least amount of space. There are also MRE bars that are condensed and full of calories. You will want to focus your food storage on this to make eating simple and garbage minimal, so the garbage you're producing, than if you were cooking with canned items. Water storage is also essential. We can't survive without water. 1 gallon per person per day is the rule of thumb. So figure out what water storage looks like for you and a collection system if possible. And among all of this, aside from food shortages and riots, it is important now to start preparing for hyperinflation. If you woke up tomorrow and now a loaf of bread costs $100 because the dollar tanked, would you be able to survive? An important concept to keep in mind here is bartering. Do you have items to trade? So if the dollar hyperinflates, it collapses overnight, which, you know, these things happen with currency. I mean, currency just collapses overnight, and that's a scary thought in and of itself. But if you have items to trade, you are much better off than a lot of others. So you'll want to keep items that you are able to barter with. People think gold will be useful in this situation, and to some, maybe. But I believe food in a do or die situation will be the most valuable thing along with other survival gear. So here's a good list of items to consider having on hand for your family and maybe extra for bartering. Canned goods, dried foods, water, honey, sugar, salt, over-the-counter medications, first aid supplies, prescription medications, multi-tools, knives, basic hand tools, duct tape, which you can do so much with duct tape, rope, nails, lighters, matches, toilet paper, soap, toothpaste. Who remembers, side note, the toilet paper in 2020 when that completely emptied from the shelves along with all the other toiletries? And toilet paper and hand sanitizer were going for a hefty amount online. So along with that, feminine hygiene products, laundry detergent, batteries, solar powered or hand cranked flashlights, propane, butane, firewood, charcoal, gasoline, alcohol, cigarettes, warm clothing, blankets, socks, gloves, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds, ammunition, pepper spray, knowledge and skills in trade. So right now, start learning, you know, how to tie different knots. Start learning how to use your radio. Having these survival skills are going to come in handy, but these are all things that people would be willing to barter and trade for. Again, in a situation like this, society collapses over the election. You don't want people to know what you have unless they are trusted individuals. But cash will be useless if the economy collapses. So investing in other things today could be a good idea to diversify your money instead of sitting on a dollar, which countries are moving away from. And, you know, the money printer is just going crazy. They're just printing the dollar. And as they do that, the dollar devalues. And if during the election or after there was a cyber attack that took down communications, the internet, and the grid, would you be able to get by? I genuinely went past the system to pull a stunt like this. So keep this in mind. I feel like this could be pretty common where there's a cyber attack and all the internet's down. Oh no. This is similar to preparing for total fallout, but have other means of communication on hand, like radios, ham radios, which you need a license to operate, but it's not a hard license to get, and walkie-talkies. You may also want backup power to keep your fridges and freezers running. That will be up to you what you want to power. I would always suggest not keeping lights on in a survival situation like that, because if you're the only house who's got power, you are a beacon, my friend, and people will come flocking. So you need to act like you are down and out. You don't have food. You can't shower. You smell. So that will be something to keep in mind. Do not make yourself a beacon in a collapse situation. And the bottom line of the election is just be prepared. The world is in turmoil right now, but you don't have to be in the trenches with it. You can start preparing today so you don't have to worry tomorrow. Your family can have a plan and food to eat. I hope this podcast was helpful to get you thinking about how to prepare for an election and just how to get prepared for today. I appreciate you being here and I hope that you have an amazing day. Do not be scared, my friends. I know it's a lot of doom and gloom, but you can still find happiness and you'll feel a lot better if you prepare. Okay, bye-bye. Don't do anything a Gubba wouldn't do.